Hi, this is Bob McDonald. Welcome to another session of Differentiate or Die, the keys to creating powerful B2B tech positioning stories with Bob Wright, founder of Firebrick Consulting. Bob, say I'm a CEO. I've just hired a new CMO. I've got what I think is a very good staff in place in all my functional areas. Shouldn't we just do positioning ourselves? I can see the CEO thinking that. Why should they think about engaging an outside firm to help them with positioning?
Robert, I get that question all the time, particularly from CEOs. And it's interesting. If you look at all the clients that actually come to Firebrick, they're usually the top CMOs in the industry. And the question is, why would a top-notch CMO use an outside firm for positioning? Well, there's really three reasons. First off, if you're working for any kind of tech company for any length of time, you cannot see it anymore. You're too close to the situation, and it's extremely valuable to have an outside perspective, look at the situation with fresh eyes. The second reason is the role of marketing today has expanded. A typical CMO doesn't, frankly, have the time to run a positioning process and drive that through the organization with all the other initiatives that are on their plate today. We are a focused resource to get this thing done, get it done really well, and drive it. So we're really an extra set of hands to get it done and drive it through the organization. But I think the third reason is I don't think you can hire a CMO that's done positioning 250 times. We are for companies that are making a big bet. They see a market window of opportunity. It will close at some point. They have all the success factors in place to take advantage of that window of opportunity, and they know the good positioning is going to actually be the accelerant and drive that through. In that kind of situation, you know, they're going to come to somebody like us that has the best practices. They absolutely cannot afford not having the most compelling, differentiated, high-level positioning. Typical CMO might have done positioning maybe once, maybe twice a year, maybe, but very, very few CMOs
even do it that frequently.
Can do it, have done it 250 times.
Nobody has. Yeah. Now, let's talk a little bit about this outside perspective that Firebrick brings. You've given a kind of numeric mass to it of having gone through 250 engagements with all kinds of companies in the B2B tech space. What are some of the qualities of perspective, though, that you also feel that you and your team bring to these engagements?
Well, I think first off, not only an outside perspective, we are not wedded to the success of the past. We also bring best practices of positioning of, you know, multiple categories. So we've seen what works in application software and infrastructure, software and services, multitude of different vertical categories. And we have those best practices, if you will, that we can bring to bear and say, oh, yeah, we've seen this before in these three instances, and we know it works. And also, where are the landmines of the positioning? But finally, what we do is we really bring I can stand up in front of the room and ask the stupid questions, frankly, and tease out and get everybody engaged and involved in the positioning process so we actually come up with better positioning, because it's a combination of all the perspectives of the executive team and the people that are actually in these rooms. And I am trained to understand, oh, we take the idea from here, the muse comes in, oh, it could be this. And we can absolutely take our company to a completely different level of impact and story, if you will.
And I think this is an important distinction here, is that you and your team are not coming in to just lecture or tell the organization what they should be doing. You're actually preparing yourselves to come in and collaborate with the organization in finding the right positioning solution for them.
That's correct. We never, you know, it's funny, when we get done with our positioning workshop and we pop the positioning, the clients, did you already have that idea? Never have those ideas coming in. What we do is the way it works really, really well. Again, that's why it's a collaborative process. Because if you ask, for example, what's the best thing about this product, you're going to get a very different answer from engineering versus support versus sales. We want all those ideas and perspectives and viewpoints on the table. It's our job to actually take this viewpoint, that viewpoint, let's build on it with this. Oh, we've seen this work in another market, and we can take this positioning to a completely new level that would have been unheard of if the company was trying to do it themselves.
Yeah. Well, Bob, thank you for explaining for us why hiring an outside firm for positioning makes sense. Join us for more sessions of Differentiate or Die.